You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Week one, we talked about set apart, and that God is holy, holiness to God, that He is set apart in everything that He has created. Okay, He's set apart, and He is nothing can be compared to Him in this lifetime, in the next lifetime, or in eternity, because that's who He is. He is great, He's wonderful, He is magnificent, but He's also holy, set apart. He's also just. That's why He punishes sin, but He's also kind. So yung masaya doon, no? Yes, God is just. Yes, He is holy, but He is also kind. And then we said, okay, sabi niya, dahil set apart siya, ang gusto niya sa tao is also set apart for Him. That is why last week, we talked about justification. Natatandaan niyo ba po yun? Diba? Set apart in Him. And we said, nang ibig po natin sabihin talaga ng justification, or there are many ways to describe justification, pero ito po talaga yung ibig natin sabihin. Justification is the privileged status of acceptance. Okay, privileged status, man. You know, you've been accepted, you've been made right, you've been proclaimed righteous, your sins are forgiven, you're set apart, you are justified. Instantaneous po yan. Hindi yan progressive, hindi yan matagal nangyari. No, the moment you gave your life to Jesus, the moment you put your faith in Jesus, okay, because it's achieved through the cross, the moment you put your faith on the finished work of Jesus on the cross, right there and then, the Lord declared you justified, righteous, holy, set apart. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Tingnan mo, mukhang set apart yan. Pero kahit anong itsura niyan, holy yan. Okay, yan ang sabi ni Lord eh. Okay, through the cross. Okay, now today, we will be talking about not justification, but another big word, sanctification. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng sanctification? Well, sanctification, again, in our term, set apart with Him. So yung justification, set apart in Him, but this time we're talking about set apart with Him. Okay, pagka pinag-usapan po natin yung just sanctification, this is really what we mean. Okay? Sanctification, the ongoing process of conformity to Christ. It is an ongoing process. Okay, hindi po ito instantaneous. Hindi ito the moment you gave your life to Jesus, you're like Jesus already. No, but it is a process of conforming you into His likeness. And it is achieved by the Spirit. Hindi mo ito pwedeng gawin, no? Hindi po ito pagkagising mo ng umaga, yun nagagawa natin na po Photoshop, no? Okay, pagising mo sa umaga, pagtingin mo sa salamin, wow! Ganda palang itsura ni Jesus. No, hindi po yan. Hindi po ganun kalidra. No, but what we're saying is that the more you know Jesus, the more He is transforming you and conforming you into His image. Okay, yun po yung iniibig sabihin ng sanctification. And let me just remind you again of this phrase, no? Quote by Charles Spurgeon. Sabi niya dito, if He gives you the grace to make you believe, He will give you the grace to live a holy life afterward. Ganyan si God. You know, really, when you think about it, through and through, it is all about grace. The moment we got saved, it is by grace. And for us to stay saved, it is by grace. So, let me invite everyone now to stand as we read God's word. We'll be reading again from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 8. It is very interesting. You know, just please notice the contrast of two things here as we read. Again, we're reading from English Standard Version. So verse 5 says, for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds, okay, flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. But, the first contrast there, those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we ask that You will guide us, that You will speak to us. Holy Spirit of God,
May you meet us where we are. Lord, you know exactly every single individual here and exactly where they're at with you. Father, I pray that as we study your word, you would change us. As we study your word, Lord, that you would give us the grace to do what it says. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Please sit down.
Again, you know, when we talk about with him, okay, ito yung sinasabi natin that the Lord actually wants to change us into his likeness. Yun yung sanctification. It's an ongoing process. Okay? Nangyayari po yan until now, from the moment you gave your life to Jesus. But let me just give you this verse that actually summarizes what we've been talking about in the last 2 weeks and what we'll be talking about until next week. This verse in chapter 6, verse 22 of Romans. Itong sinasabi ni Paul. Okay, remember, chapter 5, we talked about the, you know, justification by faith. Doon natin nakita yun eh. Tapos sinabi ni Paul at the end of chapter 5, ito's beginning ng chapter 6, he said, "But now you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God." Okay? This is something, when you think about it, this is the past. Tapos na to eh. Okay? Sabi ni Paul, but now you have been set free from sin. Ano ibig sabihin yan? Really, that's the past and that's our justification. Okay, you've been declared justified the moment you gave your life to Jesus. And not only that, but you've been set free from sin.
Pero minsan parang feeling mo, bakit hindi ganun? Parang ganun pa rin ako.
Well, you know, when you think, that's what Paul is saying. That the moment you gave your life to Jesus, you've been set free. You are no longer in bondage to sin. That's what he is saying. Now, that is the past, okay? And we have been slaves to God. And the fruit you get leads you to sanctification. Ano yung fruit ng justification? Is sanctification. And sanctification is the present. What we are going through now. Okay? Sinave ka ni Jesus, set you apart, justified you, made you right. Okay? Declared you holy and righteous. And now, sabi niya, you need, merong fruit yan. Ang fruit niyan is sanctification. That is why I said it at the 1 o'clock service, that justification and sanctification are the two sides of the same coin. You cannot have one without the other. You cannot say, I've been justified, and yet you are not walking out your sanctification. Meaning that there is no fruit of your salvation. Meaning you're still the same person from the moment you gave your life to Jesus. Then something must be wrong. Because what Paul is saying is the moment you give your life to Jesus, you've been set free from sin. And not only that, it will lead you to sanctification. Okay? Yung justification instantaneous. That is our passive role in our holiness. We didn't do anything. Jesus did everything for us. Okay, we just put our faith in him and boom, he declared us righteous. Pero may fruit yun. Ang fruit nun is sanctification. And that is why he's changing us daily, little by little, every day. Little by little, in every way. Jesus is changing me. Kanta po yun. And it's end. Ito na yung it's end. Sabi nun, not only we're talking about the past, okay, in this verse, that we've been justified, made right with God. Not only are we talking about the present, that he is sanctifying us now, he is changing us, we're going through a process of conformity to Jesus, achieved only by the Holy Spirit, but we're also talking about the future, eternal life. Okay, eternal life, we have that now, but even after we die, we will still live eternally. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Yan po yung pag-uusapan natin next week. The future. Okay, yung future. So in this verse, makikita natin yung three stages of our Christian walk. Pinakikita ni Paul sa atin. But again, the question is, ayan na pala eh, sino ginawa na ni God? You've been justified, he's sanctifying you, and he's glorifying you. Pero bakit ganun, Master Alfred? Bakit mayroon pa rin akong problema sa kasalanan? Bakit palagi pa rin akong minsan, gusto kong gawin yung tama, pero hindi ko nagagawa? Why am I still struggling to live a holy life? Have you ever experienced that? O ako lang yun. Okay? Di ba kasi, may conflict. Merong conflict that is ongoing in our lives, even at this very moment. Para, let me describe, no? Ganito yung conflict na yan. Halimbawa, ito. Sino ang greatest rivalry ni Pacquiao? Si Marquez, di ba? Kasi apat na beses na sila naglalaman eh. Okay, may conflict talaga sila. Pagka pinag-usap mo, Pacquiao, Marquez, talagang bakbakan yan. Di ba gusto bang dumaban ni Pacquiao, pero ayaw na ni Marquez. Ayaw niya na makabawi si Pacquiao, di ba? Tayo gusto natin. Sige pa, isa pa, para makabawi kami. Pero hindi, may conflict every time we talk about these people. Okay? How about this one? Yung apple. Okay? Sinong ka-conflict ng apple ngayon? Ha? Di ba si my phone? Samsung, di ba? Palagi may conflict yan, di ba? Pahabaan sila ng style, no? Palakihan ng phone, una, paliitan, panipisan, pataasan ng number, no? iPhone 5, iPhone 5S, iPhone 5C, iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus, no? Mamaya, meron ng iPhone 6 multiplication, no? Parang ang pahabaan ng pahaba, pasikatan sila, because there's always this conflict. How about this one? Hindi po ito yung kotse. Ito po yung basketball team. Alright? Okay, I have to put this in kasi po para makarelate naman po yung mga kaedad ni Paul. No? Yung mga kaedaran ha. Kasi ni Joshua, para alam niya na Toyota, bro. Sino bang kalaban yung Toyota? Yung Crispa, di ba? May conflict ang pag pinag-usapan Toyota saka Crispa, bakbakan yan. Di ba? Si Fortune Cookie yan. Okay, hindi niyo po kilala yung Fortune Cookie. Hindi po yan yung kinakain sa Chinese restaurant. Okay? Si Atoy ko po yun. Si Atoy ko. Okay, yung number o yung napakagaling na player ng Crispa. No? At palaging binabantay sa kanya, sino? Hindi si Jaworski, si Arnais muna. No? Ibang level yun eh. Okay, Philip Cesar yung katapat nun. Alright? Di ba, patapos yung imported ng Crispa, di ba, yung pinakamagaling na import sa PBA. The Black Superman. Sino? Si Billy Ray Bates. Kilala. Si Ate Des, natatawa mo. Ay, yung mga iba rin, sino po yan? Pero when you think about it, pag nung araw, pag yun ang pinag-usapan mo, talagang bakbakan yan. Okay? Kasi ako, hindi ko kilala yung mga imported ng Toyota kasi hindi ako Toyota. Chris pa ako eh. Redmanizer. Pero hindi lang yan ang conflict, no? Pero itong conflict in our lives, in our Christian walk, eto palagi may conflict yung flesh. Kung ano yung gusto ng flesh mo, saka ano ang gusto ng spirit. It's always a conflict. That is why sometimes it's so difficult to do what you want to do. And this is very interesting because this is what Paul said in chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 18 to 21, he says this. Okay? Sabi ni Paul, for I know that nothing, okay? For I know that nothing, hindi, not something, not a little bit. No, but Paul is saying, he said, for I know that nothing good dwells in me. That is in my flesh. In my flesh. He's talking about the human nature. There is nothing in him, okay, that is good. Pero hindi, sinasabi mo, hindi, Pastor Alfred, hindi naman ako gaya ni Paul, hindi naman ako mamamatay tao eh. No? Mabuting tao po ako. Lagi po ako nagsisimba. Umatin po ako ng Victor Group. Nag-1-1 po ako. Lahat po ng mga bagay na ginagawa, tumutulong ako sa mga mahihirap. No, lahat po yung ginagawa, hindi po ako kagaya ni Paul. Kasi mo, masamang, hindi po, baka hindi niyo po kanalan si Paul. Si Paul, before he became a believer, before he came to know Jesus, before he put his faith in Jesus, ang sabi niya, ang description niya sa sarili niya, okay, sa Philippians chapter 3, ang sabi niya, according to the law, perfect. This guy is perfect. He was circumcised on the eighth day. A Hebrew of Hebrew. From the tribe of Benjamin. Okay? Who my teacher was Gamaliel. And sabi niya, if you're talking about pedigree, ako yun. Kung iniisip mo, sino pinakamagaling na Jew, ako yun. But yet, Paul, he's describing himself here in chapter 7, okay? That there is nothing good dwells in me. That is in my flesh. Okay? Wala siyang magagawa. For I have the desire to do what is right. Okay? Di ba? Marami sa atin ganyan, di ba? You have the desire to do what is right. Estudyante ka, gusto mong gawin yung tama, ayaw mong mangopya. Ayaw mong mag cut and paste lang sa computer. Okay? Pero nagagawa mo, why? Ito sinasabi ni Paul, but not the ability, okay, to carry it out. Paul is saying, this is amazing about Paul. I said this last week, okay, that Paul, the more he came to know Jesus, The more he spent time on the Word of God, the more he spent time in his prayer, the more he sees God, the more he sees himself on how utterly sinful he was. That there is nothing good in him. Okay? That he is, you know, nakita niya talaga na he is completely and totally morally bankrupt. Nothing good in him. There's nothing good in him. Pero minsan, iniisip natin, hindi tayo ganun. This is Paul talking. Verse 8, 19. For I do not do what the good that I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Can you relate? Dahil minsan ganyan ka. Alam mo, mali eh. Pero palayang ba na nagagawa? Alam mo na tama, hindi tama na sinisigaw mo yung mga tao. Alam mo na hindi tama na nagsisinungaling ka. Alam mo na hindi tama na nananakit ka ng kapwa mo. Pero minsan, hindi mo mapigilan yung sarili mo. Okay? And this is the dilemma that Paul was going through. And then the next verse he said, now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it. So hindi na siya. But who? But sin that dwells within me. And that is all common to us. We still have the sinful nature in us. We've been given, the moment we gave our life to Jesus, okay, justification, let's just repeat this, justification is our privileged status, okay? Our status in God is that we've been made right. We've been made acceptable, set apart. Pero yung sinful nature mo, nandun pa rin. Okay, meron pa rin, once in a while, magkikick in yan, and then gusto niyang gawin yung gusto niyang gawin. What Paul is saying, you know, even as you believer, okay, meron ka pa rin sinful nature that you need to deal with. We all have that. That is why we're dealing with that. Okay, next verse says, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Again, total desperation. As I said before, there is nothing in me that could make me right before God. There is nothing in me. But verse 25, okay, I'm reading this on NIV. Kasi mas maganda yung translation niya kaysa sa ESV. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. May hope. Yeah? Yes, you struggle with, you know, with sin and spirituality. You struggle with flesh and sin, living in the flesh and living in the spirit. You know, setting your mind on the flesh and setting your mind on the spirit. But the good news is, Jesus has delivered us from that. And Jesus is going to give us the strength to do it. Okay, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is, you know, ito yung change, you know, game changer. Again, you know, yung mangyayari sa atin, hindi malalagay sa sarili natin yung faith. Hindi malalagay sa atin yung trust. Hindi malalagay sa atin yung pride. But it will be on the Lord Jesus who will deliver us from all this. This is what J.C. Ryle said. In justification, the word to be addressed to man is to believe. Just to believe. Only believe. Yun yung justification mo. Yun yung ating passive, okay, role in our holiness. Wala kang ginawa ron. Ang ginawa mo lang, naniwala ka lang kay Jesus. Di ba? Hindi ka muna nagbago. Hindi mo kailangan muna gumawa ng mga kabutihan para ma-justify. Ano? All you gotta do is to put your faith in the finished work of Jesus on the cross and you will be justified. But in sanctification, the word must be watch, pray, and fight. Ito yung active role natin. Ito yung ating active role. You can't just be passive with your Christianity. Okay, hindi pwedeng, kasi niligtas na ako ni Jesus, okay na ako. Nothing will change. Hindi pwede. Ang sinasabi ni Paul, okay, ang sinasabi nitong text na to, is that you must be watching and praying and fighting. Pagka nag-watch ka, hindi naman pwede nakapikit mata mo. Di ba? You must be active. When you fight, you have to be ready. So, sanctification is our active role in our holiness. But again, it is based on and achieved through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hindi sa sarili natin. Kasi nga, meron tayong conflict, spirit and flesh. Again, let me review. Sanctification is the ongoing process of conformity to Christ achieved by the Spirit. Question is, how do we do that? And before we could answer that on how to live by the Spirit, okay, we need to answer the question, how do we live by the flesh? Ano ba yung picture ng buhay na hindi naniniwala at yung mind mo naka-focus sa flesh? Well, let's look at this. Okay, how do we live according to the flesh? Okay, ito yung picture. I think Paul gave us a good picture kung anong ibig sabihin nito in Galatians chapter 5. Oh, before that. Okay, ito muna. Okay, sorry. Romans 8, 5 to 8. Sabi niya, actually verse 6, for to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life. Okay? So again, it's the idea of the mind. Itong, how do we live according to the spirit and how do we live according to the flesh? What Paul is saying, it's really in the mind. Okay, battleground yan eh. Diba? Madalas, if you set your mind onto something, it will affect the way you live. Right? And Paul mentioned that in Romans 12. Sabi niya, do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind. Verse 7, for the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile. Okay, the mind, again, that word mind is hostile to God and it does not submit to God. Itong amazing. Have any Paul? Indeed, it cannot. Because we do not have the ability within us. Okay, apart from God, there is no way we can please Him. That is why it says in verse 8, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. And the picture of this, okay, kung paano to, is in Galatians chapter 5, like what I said earlier. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the things like these. Okay? That's what Paul is saying. This is the picture of what it is like to be following the flesh. This is what it is like to be setting your mind on the flesh. This is what it is like to be living according to the flesh. Okay? Yan is sinasabi ni Paul. This is very clear. And so, pag inisip mo, okay, how do I do this? How can I counter this? Well, Paul is saying that this is what Paul wants us to do. How do we live according to the Spirit? Because yun nga yung battle between Spirit and flesh, okay? Let's look at this. Verse 14, For those who are led by the Spirit are the children of God. But the question is, how do we do this? Chapter 8, verse 12 says, so then, brothers, we are debtors. Okay, that not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. Now, here is our active role again in our holiness. Okay, debtors in another translation actually says obligated. That we are obligated, okay, not to the flesh, not to our human nature. Verse 13 says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you live by the Spirit, what will you do? You put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Again, that is our active role. Okay, active role natin yan. Next verse. Okay, chapter Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. This is how we do it. Sabi niya, how do you train, you know, how do you do this? Number one, okay, but solid food is for the mature. For those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good and evil. Okay? That word trained. And yung ating active role in our sanctification. Okay? You have to train. Okay, sinasabi ni Paul, you can't just be passive. Okay, because when you keep on being passive about your Christianity, what will happen to you? You will become lazy and you will be thinking about, you know, okay naman, safe na ako. Wala, hindi ko na kailangan magbago. I don't have to change anything. Then you're nullifying what Christ has done for you. Okay? Kaya maraming mga Kristiyano ngayon, maraming tao ngayon nag-claim that they are Christians and yet there is no change in their life. Then there's a question about that. Because you cannot take away justification from sanctification. And this is sanctification. This is, you know, you need to train yourself to constant practice. Now, let me tell you a story. I remember, I think I told you this before, no? Tandaan nyo, nung bata po ako, runner ako. Tama? Tandaan nyo ba yan? Okay, hindi runner ng 100 meter dash. Okay? Runner po ng karera. Yung mga illegal bukis. Okay? Pero kailangan mo magaling, mabilis kang tumakbo kasi pagka nire-raid ng mga pulis, yung mga bukis namin, kailangan mo mabilis kang tumakbo. Runner din yon. Pero you know, at that time, for you know, I became to know the Lord and after 1 year of being a believer, okay, hindi ko alam na mali yung ginagawa ko. That I was working, that I was doing this illegally, that I was trusting my, you know, my putting my faith in the horses, at saka doon sa mga magaling mag-hayalay, alright? Ang kakaibaan lang, nagpipray muna ako bago ko tumaya. Lord, please, Lord. Yung magandang kabayo, Lord. Yung pinaka maganda, Lord, yung dehado para malaking pera natin, Lord. Hatian kita. Yeah? But then I found out that it's wrong. Then I have to train myself to say no to betting. Not only say no to betting, but also to say no to my dad, who was my boss. Because I was working for him. So at the age of 16, I have to leave home. Why? Because I have to practice and train myself to do what is right. And I told my dad, Dad, hindi na ako pwedeng magtrabaho yan, hindi ko na pwedeng gawin yan. Because I know that is not pleasing to the Lord. Okay? So ganun, yun yung active role. And I have to do something about it. It's like exercising. Di ba? Para ka na naglilip ng weights. Di ba? Naglilip ka ng weights, konti-konti lang muna. Hindi naman pwedeng paghikaan mo nun sa bench press, 220 kagad ka. Hindi mo naman kaya yun. Di ba? Mag-start ka muna sa, minsan yung ano lang muna, yung bar lang muna. Ang lakas. Bilis mo. Di ba? Nakakasandaan ka. Tapos lalagay mo ng konting weights. Pero baka konti-konti. You train. And you know, the way your muscle is strengthened is the constant practice. It's the same way with our walk with the Lord. Because there are things in our lives that the Lord has not shown us na kailangan baguhin. And then, you let the Holy Spirit lead you. As you allow the Holy Spirit to convict you and bring conviction in your life, then you find out, mali pala to. Itong palang relationship na to, mali. Ito palang paggawa ko ng business, mali. Ito palang pag-treat ko ng tao, mali. And then, yung pagsisinungaling ko pala, mali. But it's a training. Sometimes it's so hard to tell the truth. And sometimes, hindi mo na alam kung ano iba yung truth sa lie. And the Holy Spirit will have to lead you and give you the grace. Parang ang hirap, no? Pero let's move on. Okay? Constant practice yan. Hindi yan basta-basta nagagawa. And look, pero the good news is, baka parang inisip mo, ang hirap naman ito, meron akong active role. But look at what Titus said. Okay? For the grace of God has appeared bringing salvation to all people. Again, it's the grace of God. The grace of God, again. Ano yung bringing salvation for all people? That is our passive role of holiness. Yan yung justification mo. When Jesus appeared and died on the cross, He brought salvation to all man. Yun yun. Wala tayong ginawa noon. Jesus did that for us. He suffered the penalty of our sin. Yun ang ginawa niya. Yun yung ating passive role. Wala kang ginawa noon. Okay? But the next verse, okay, the amazing thing about the grace of God, it does not only give you salvation, but it also, verse 12, ano sabi? Training us. Again, that word training. To renounce ungodliness, worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. When? Present age. Kailan yung present age, Pastor Alfred? From the cradle to the grave. Okay, the moment you gave your life to Jesus until you die. That's the present age. And we need to train ourselves. Okay? Yung training nangyayari with the help of the Holy Spirit. And not only the help of the Holy Spirit, this is the grace of God. Okay? Hindi pa rin tayo. And why are we doing this? So that we will gain acceptance from the Lord, so that we will be more holy, so that we will be more acceptable to God? No. Look at chapter 8, verse 15 says, the spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, relationship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. So how do we live by the Spirit? How do we put to death the deeds of the flesh? By living by the Spirit. Being led by the Spirit is, okay, allowing the Holy Spirit and the grace of God to train us to say no to ungodliness, to say no to unforgiveness, to say no to lying, to say no to murder, to say no to wrong relationship, to say no to porn, to say no to these things that doesn't please God. Sometimes parang hirap, di ba?
Pero you know what? The grace of God is upon us. And not only that, okay, this is what I love. John 17, verse 17 says, this is Jesus talking to the disciples. He was praying to God and he's saying, Father, they are not of this world. Okay? Sabi niya, they are not of this world. Okay? Ibig sabihin nun, sinasabi ni Jesus, Lord, tumangat tayo mga, the people that are following are not of this world. Alien yan, Lord. Hindi naman katabi mo, mukhang alien ba yan? Hindi naman, di ba? But you know what Paul, Jesus is saying, he was praying, he was saying, they're not of this world because they don't follow the ways of the world. And then Jesus prayed and said this, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. You want to be sanctified? You want the Lord to change you? You want the Lord to change the way your attitude, the way you see things? We need the word of God. That is why it's important to read God's word daily. That is why it's so important to memorize God's word. That is why it's so important to confess the word of God. Because when you see who you are in the Lord, as the word of God is saying, it will help you walk out your sanctification. In Ephesians 5:26 says that his word cleanses us. And then the psalmist says in Psalm 119, you know, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. The word of God is so important. It plays an important role in our sanctification. The ongoing process of our conformity to Christ. Kailangan mong basahin yung Bible. Kailangan mong alamin anong sinasabi ni Lord about your situation. Paano mong malalaman yung mali kung hindi mo babasahin yung Bible? Okay, wag po natin gawin yung Bible reading natin every Sunday lang. Kung ano lang yung nakikita natin dito. No, every day we need to read the Word of God because it will change us. That is why I shared that verse with you this morning, you know, before I started, because I want to show you that the Word of God is alive and active. All of you know, when you read God's Word, sometimes it will just jump at you and show you the things that needs to change in your wife, in your life. Kaya importante po yung Word ni God. And then you know, Paul also showed us, okay, the picture of what this like. Again, going back to Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You know, when you really think about this, when you think of all those words, okay, sabi nun, fruit lang yan, hindi yung fruits. It's the fruit of the Spirit. And really, when you think about this, it's really about Christ-likeness. Christ-likeness. And to the degree that we are not Christ-like, to that degree, we need to be transformed and sanctified. Kaya iba-iba po tayong degree. To some of us, yung degree ng sanctification natin, ng Christ-like na nasa, masyado malalim. To some of us, medyo okay lang. To some of us, maliit na attitude lang, wrong attitude lang. Iba sa atin, malalim na kasalanan. Pero we all have different degree of our sanctification. And again, it is our active role. Now let me just summarize what I've been talking about in the last 3 weeks. Okay? So again, justification, made right, we've been set apart, and it is through the cross. Okay? When you put your faith on God, you've been declared righteous. And our goal is this one, glorification. That is why, okay, I want to encourage you to be here next week again because we will be talking about what glorification is. What is this topic about? Because someone that will speak about this next week is going to be encouraged, you know, talagang i-encourage talaga kayo. He's a good guy. Talagang the Lord will use him to show us ano ba yung gusto sabihin sa atin ni Lord. And what's happening in between that? From justification to glorification is what we're talking about today. Sanctification. Again, in summary, how do we go about our sanctification? We need to be led by the Spirit of God. Because again, by definition, yung kanina hindi binigay ko, it's an ongoing process to conformity to Christ is only achieved by the Spirit of God. Not only that, but we have to put to death the deeds of the flesh. And we saw that in what we saw in Galatians chapter 5. And how do we know the deeds of the flesh? By filling our minds with God's word. That is why it's so important that we read the word of God. Because it will cleanse the way we think. It will cleanse the way we are. and the way we see ourselves in God. Really, when you think about it, the beginning of our walk with God is all about the cross, what Christ has done. In order for us to sustain our walk with the Lord, we need to keep our eyes focused on the cross, what Christ has done for us. And in order for us to see glorification, we need to keep our eyes on the cross and what He has done for us. And I would like us to all stand right now. Let's just worship the Lord and thank Him for what He has done for us on the cross.